On this reporter's beat, a year-old business under new ownership still qualifies for a new business profile, even when it's been operating on the same site since the mid-1800s. Jarek Mika talked to AMR about the Inn at Warm Springs.
Hi, so I'm Jarek with the Inn at Warm Springs. My journey to Bath County was actually a little bit longer. I originally came to stay at the Meadow Lane Lodge for a weekend, and during that weekend spent some time here and came upon a property called Three Hills. And there was a no trespassing sign right up by the road. So of course, yeah, I trespassed and went up to take a look at it and fell in love with Three Hills and the view immediately. A few months later, became available, bought Three Hills, and started coming out to Bath County.
Knowing that Jarek was looking for a successful business venture as well as a beautiful view, I asked him what he saw in Three Hills.
I saw Three Hills as opportunity to make something that has gone past repairable to be repaired, and something that could be brought back to life. So that was sort of the idea that, you know, this whole thing started with.
Well, you're in the right neighborhood for bringing things back to life.
Jarek's family's work was cut out for them with so much renovation ahead at Three Hills. So in the meantime, they purchased and worked to reopen the Inn at Warm Springs with a new look and a wonderful tavern and meal menu 5 evenings a week.
That came a year later, which was last August. It has 21 rooms. And it's been in the same family for quite some time, so we took a few months to kind of sort of go through the rooms, go through all the collectibles and memorabilia, and sort of determine what we keep and what we would not keep, and that's how the idea of yard sale came about.
The benefit yard sale last summer was an early example, along with providing space for a book reading and recent Chamber of Commerce gathering, of Jarek's community spirit and welcoming nature. I asked how the summer had been for the tavern.
It's been very good. We've been actually really fortunate of having a nice following of the local community. We've been fortunate enough to meet a lot of people in the community that we see on a regular basis. They're coming back, they bring their friends. We do get to see some tourists, but not as many, mostly locals.
What do you see as a couple of the biggest challenges, and it may be that you see them more at Three Hills, getting businesses off the ground and mostly just staying in business for seasons?
Well, I think that coming from DC, I can definitely appreciate the ease of opening up a business here and the friendliness of the authorities, so to speak. When I had a restaurant in DC, it took me a year and a half to get a restaurant and a liquor license. And in Bath County, it took me a couple days to get the restaurant license and less than a month to get the liquor license. So I think the regulatory system here is really good and very supportive. I think what the challenge is for us and for the county and for businesses is that there is not enough draw. There is not enough things for people to do, and obviously we've lost a number of important things recently, but I think the main focus should be on creating opportunities for people to come and enjoy, and you know, whatever they are, whether they are amenities, whether they are events, festivals, or what have you.
For information about events or special occasions to be held at the Inn at Warm Springs, please stay tuned to AMR. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.